The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
It's Captain Jack.
How's everybody doing this week?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You're good? I'm all right. All right.
You look like you got a little sun. It's been super sunshiny here in Seattle.
Really, it's awesome. Yeah.
This is why we do penance all year. It's, like from October to about
so
April.
Much rain.
So much rain.
And
it's all right.
There's no other place more beautiful than Seattle when the sun comes out.
True.
It's true. You know, I've had people that have lived in Hawaii that say this is just as stunning in a different way. Mm-hmm. Or deciduous.
Especially when you get the big old Mount Rainier in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Backdrop of the city. Ugh.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Yes. So we are having beautiful weather here. We're heading into spring and frolicking. We just had Beltane.
Mm-hmm.
The big pagan orgy holiday.
Oh, yeah.
I somehow missed that.
Yeah. A couple swinger parties this weekend. That was interesting. Yeah. I did not have sex at all.
Oh. I did.
Nice. Excellent.
All right. So what do you got for topic over there, Ms. Jenga?
Well, I did get to go to SEAF, which is the Seattle Erotic Art Festival.
Yes.
Which was super cool.
Yes.
It's a big fundraiser for the Foundation for Sex Positive Culture, which funds the CSPC, the Center for Sex Positive Culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's their big fundraiser every year, and I got to go to the opening night gala.
Ooh.
Super fun with G-Man, who was a guest a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
So we had good naughty fun. They added a couple more films that they had playing in the big hall. So
it
happened at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall.
What kind of films?
One was a film about masturbation. And you put the headphones on, and it was recording different women masturbating in different countries and cultures around the world. Mm. So that was interesting.
Did they have some wipes next to you?
No, but I did spill a drink because you can't take me anywhere.
And I didn't, so
right.
It was all good.
Yeah.
somebody else's problem.
Yeah, and then they had a film that was, it was really beautiful, but it was just a naked dude running on the beach.
That was it?
I'm sure there was more. I was just watching that for a while, and then I was like, all right, I'm done. So that was fun. That's what was playing in my head.
The floppity dong.
I stood there with G-Man, and I went,
the floppity ding dong.
Yes.
Is out. Sorry.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And you got to see like his butt cheeks jiggle and his wiener flopping around.
Was he going the distance?
He was going for speed. He was all alone.
You know.
And I'm sure he had a time of need. Okay, we're done. No more lyrics.
We're never done. Never done. Never not funny.
Yeah.
Never
so
done.
There was. They had a really great selection. If anybody has a chance to go see it next year, it's usually at the end of April, beginning of May,
mm-hmm.
and they had it at the Seattle Exhibition Hall, and they put up a big giant S in front of the Exhibition Hall.
Dun dun dun.
Which
dun, dun,
Elena
sex in here.
Yes. Which Elena then reported about halfway through her Twitter. She's the gal, one of the founders and director of. Both, but she's in semi-retirement now. We're going to get her on here. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
She is the anti-mame of BDSM.
Oh.
Love that woman. So she sent out a tweet that apparently one of the ballet moms, because the Seattle Ballet Company, Pacific Northwest Ballet Company rehearses right above there, got super pissed, climbed up on the roof, and tore down the S.
Yes. Oh, God.
I'm like, hilarious. She had to crawl out through a window. To go rip that shit down.
Spider-Man that shit.
Right? And I'm like, they rented it. Why not? I'm like, anyway, it's so pent up. Yeah.
This
so
S isn't for Seattle.
Yeah. They had a nice selection of paintings. They had some performance art. So a couple of my favorite burlesque dancers that I'd been, you know, pushing for got to perform there this year. So that was awesome. And then they had like an exhibition where somebody was tied up and then you could go touch them however you wanted.
Yes. Whoa. I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. An interactive exhibit. Yeah.
Were they gimped up or were they, I mean, like full on head suit, no eyes, so they couldn't tell?
Oh, you didn't see that. I heard about it. I heard about it. Oh, was
that not for the opening night?
No, opening night they had live painting, so that was kind of cool. They had good music, a couple bars open. Yeah, it was cool. The interactive exhibits were cool, and I like the layout this year. It was nice. Yeah. Oh, I did. Oh, they had glow and blast dildos too. So they were decorative. Some of them had flowers all over the outside of the phallic shape.
Because that matters when you're pushing it in and out.
It's for decoration, Cap'n Jack. It's for decoration. You know. The penis, it's ugly.
But they did have, like, an artist did a big hairy dick on a brick. And I was like, okay, if you're going to break somebody's window, that is worth $125.
Put it on your mantle.
That's awesome.
Through a window. Really, yeah. I mean, you know.
Toss it onto someone's mantle through their window.
Yeah, a drive-by dicking, I think, is what that would be. I was very fond of that piece because it's useful and artistic.
Nice.
And they had an interactive exhibit, too, where you could go in and get naked and then draw yourself.
Oh.
And then they would take a picture of you next to your self-portrait naked.
Huh. So you had to get naked to draw yourself naked.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you were looking at yourself while you were drawing... As a reference.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd have to alter that a little bit.
Oh, sure. I think everybody did to a degree. There were a couple people that were.
It's an interesting exercise in body image and self-acceptance.
And
how you feel. Yeah.
I think I would have longer hair.
Oh, okay. Like pubes or on
the
top of your
on
head?
On the top. Shooting
out. Not the pubes.
A bigger pompadour.
Well, I don't like to keep a jungle down there.
That's still going to be naked.
Yeah. And then Freckles and I got to tech on a porn shoot.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yes.
A live porn shoot? You were there?
And
yes.
If
they're much better that way.
If you were there, we totally could have been the fluffer or the camera shoot, but you haven't fucked me.
I the rules. Do I spank you or you spank me?
I don't know.
I think we spank.
It's both.
Freckles.
Really? Really? Wow. Wow.
All right. Here. I'll bear ass for this.
Okay.
There we go.
I know you enjoy it.
I do.
Oh, wait. I got to point the whore side to the right
there
side.
There you go. Thank you.
Well done. Good crack, Captain Jack.
It was interesting. So we actually had auctioned it off as part of a fundraiser for the club a couple months ago when we had our fundraiser auction to try and save the orphanage. And one of our members is a professional filmmaker, and that person this is the kind of stuff I click away. Like, I had talked to them about... you know, what are your aspirations and stuff like that? And how does the club intersect with it and all that stuff? And they were actually interested in making very sensual and erotic femme-centric porn. So more about the sensuality of it and that type of thing. So these two other club members bid on it and won. And we got it all set up and we got to shoot up in the satellite in one of the play spaces. And they came in with a couple ideas about, you know, more of a traditional porn of, you know, hookup.
They shot it at the club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So cool.
Yeah. And they came in and then they had specific things that they wanted to see and see themselves doing to each other. So that was pretty cool.
Actually, I was kind of it was fun because one of the things that they wanted to do was specifically set up so that she would be able to see this particular thing because she's like, I never get to see that.
Yeah.
I never, you know, like
other people do, but
down
I don't.
There someplace. I just don't know where I need to see where it's at. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. What it looks like. And and we shot for about 2 hours.
Which
will get you about a good 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And they did great. They were champs. And I think if we ever do something like that in the future, the whole crew needs to be in lingerie or underwear or something just to help the people that are doing it.
I thought that's how you shoot porn. Isn't everybody naked in the room?
No.
But I think it would have helped them feel more comfortable.
Yeah, probably would have.
Just because it was, you know, they'd glance over at us and we'd be there clothed well, we're with just, yeah, headphones we're sitting there, on and
sitting there
know,
with
just
a,
staring
you know,
at them.
A sound rig hanging out. Yeah. How you doing? Yeah, that's pretty long.
Hope you're not intimidated.
That's a big mic.
Yep. Boom.
That's why they call it the boom.
Right.
That's awesome. I had some fun on Friday night. Yeah, it was. We're supposed to go. Me and my roommate were supposed to go to a club. My roommate's female.
Mm-hmm.
One of my best friends. We're supposed to go to a different club. We didn't feel like it, so we decided to go to just a local pub.
Nice.
Had a live band going on. Another female friend of mine that we've been hanging out a lot together and blew in some plane. She's from the club. She decides to join us. And so I'm kind of occupied with her. Well, my roommate is not occupied except, you know, with the three of us.
Right.
So she's on the prowl.
Uh-huh.
She starts making eyes with everybody.
At the bar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we freaked out a few people just how the three of us interact. Because it's pretty obvious. I mean, we're in a bar full of vanillas. Or assumed vanillas. And
good assumption.
Yeah. And so I'm with this girl, obviously, and my roommate's there, and so she strikes up a game of pool with some people.
Nice.
Some pretty cute people. And she's bending over to line up a shot, and I come up behind her, and right before she takes a shot, I goose her.
Nice. In the crotch.
Right, yeah, right. Grab right up in there. And...
tag that pussy.
Everybody started laughing. Oh, yeah. Everybody started laughing. Like, I'm sure they're thinking, wait, isn't he with that girl? Wait a sec. What's going on here?
What's right. happening? What is happening?
Whoa, wait. That's not right.
Mind blown.
Oh, yeah. We're blowing minds of vanillas. I'm in line for another drink.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl comes up that was at the pool table. Was like, so.
No.
So, yeah. Comes
really?
Up to me. It comes up to me.
Shit.
And so. So, which one are you with? I look at her and I go, yes. She just looks at me with a blank stare. Dear, she didn't know what. Yeah, I blew her mind.
You want in on this?
All of this. Mm-hmm. That's
right. We end up closing the bar down and my roommate starts chatting up this guy. Cool dude. And we live pretty close by, so we're going back to my place or our place and come hang out with us. And so I'm sure he's thinking he scored. He picked up his hot girl. He scored.
Uh-oh.
Well, it comes out that when we're at our place, you know, so we all met each other at a club, at a lifestyle club.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh. So you guys are, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so we're really good friends. We end up all playing together. My roommate looks at us, at me and my girl, and would you guys like to play with us? Without even really talking to the guy.
Right.
Of whether it's all right for him. Which might have been wrong. But he's game. He's like, yeah, sure. What the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And he gives me a high five.
Nice.
Like, excellent. But I don't think he knew exactly what he was getting into.
Probably not.
It was pretty obvious he's never been in that environment.
Well, yeah. I mean... it is a penthouse letter that you live in. And
exactly.
Also a porn. You live in a porn.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's like, this is going to be like that thing I saw on YouTube that one time.
Three's Company.
Or PornTube or RedTube.
Fantasy worlds are colliding right now. And yeah. Oh,
so what happened?
So, yeah. we get in there and he lays back and basically stays there for a long time. I think he just didn't know exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Was he waiting to be serviced?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, you're in a lifestyle, you're a guy in a lifestyle, the girls like to play.
Yeah.
You kind of have to be proactive.
Yeah.
You gotta insert yourself.
Literally.
But
literally.
Bocha.
Into the situation.
Yes.
And so most of the time he's just kind of laying back. I don't think he really knows what's going on. At one point.
I saw a porn about this once. How did it go? Damn it, I should have stopped stroking for a second.
At one point, he's behind my roommate, and he goes to put it inside her. And she stops. You're not putting that inside me without a condom.
Nice.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys have a health talk beforehand?
We didn't have the full health talk.
Were you bad swingers?
Captain Jack.
No, I know.
Captain Jack.
Mistakes were made.
It's careful, right. That's a way you can get your ship scuppered.
Exactly. If you're going to pillage me booty, you got to wrap that rascal.
Yeah, look up the Wikipedia on Scuppers. That's a really shitty one.
Scuppers? Yeah, they're a part of a building. You want me to get technical? I mean, I know how.
Okay. Gross. All right.
Oh, shit, I got Scuppers. Get some fucking penicillin on that.
Dude.
The Scuppers I know are little things that point out of a building. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so hey. she put the kibosh on unsleeved kielbasa.
Oh yes,
derp.
And derp. And
rookie mistake.
And
son.
He goes, oh well, I don't have any. Like it was supposed to be okay at that point.
Oh,
what? No.
Oh.
She tells him where to go find them.
Yeah. Oh, she's got them in the house.
That's yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Just around the corner in the bathroom. And he acted like he was confused or something. I so he goes. Comes back. I'm playing with
Stole
two girls.
All
comes
of your
back
medication.
With one.
With one.
I kind of look at him. One. Really? So he kind of lies back and he kind of starts trying to play some more. And okay, I'm ready to stick it in something.
Right.
So I go. I grab four.
Because
good.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You just got to stay prepared.
There's six holes there. Four is a good ratio.
Exactly. And you don't know if you want to go from one to another.
Right.
You
got to
change.
Or you
got
to go one and do a little oral, then go to another.
Yeah.
And you got to swap it out.
Yes.
The guy didn't get it.
Oh, dear.
Ultimately, he was not up for the task.
The poor vanillas.
I think.
I'm going to have to call you out and say you should have been a brother.
You should have.
Well,
I was going to give him a reach around or anything.
And no, but just before it all got going,
give him
say,
a knowledge reach around. Captain
have
Jack.
You ever
just
done
a knowledge
this
reach
before?
Around.
So let's practice. Like if you're going to be going out and picking people up at bar. Oh fuck, we didn't talk about our drink.
Oh
yeah. By the way, what is this nasty stuff I'm putting in my lips?
It's Gala Apple Vodka. With lemonade and pomegranate juice.
Yeah, that's not quite pleasant.
Let me see what's wrong with it.
It's the falernum that you put in it.
It is not.
That is
it
what
is not.
It is.
I guarantee it's not.
Ugh.
You're fired as bartender.
No. You know what? He was Christmas. Trying something new.
Yeah, that's true. You've done pretty well up till now.
He's done great.
What's wrong with that?
Other than the other three drinks that I
didn't have. Your mouth is broken.
Your mouth is broken.
Maybe.
Yeah, this falernum just gets me every time.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, it's okay.
Tastes like Christmas.
Yes.
So after a while, me and my female friend decide to excuse ourselves. We're gonna go to our room. Mm-hmm. It just the scene was falling apart. It just nothing was working. So we're gonna go into our room and be done with that. And apparently, he tried again, and nothing really worked. And
okay. So you gotta be a brother.
I know, stage you know. Fright. So, okay, so this is I don't get myself in these situations very often. So learning curve.
That's
and
okay.
Next time I'm definitely gonna have a little side to side, man to man.
Yes. Okay,
do you realize what you're getting into here?
Well, just say what's been your experiences in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You started out with giving them empowerment because you don't know where they've been or what they've done, and don't assume.
So as you're walking over to the place, say, "Hey, dude, I live in a porn." Just start that way, because that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That's really true.
I live in a porn.
Yeah.
My life is one porn after another, dude.
Yep.
And then just, you know, give them the safe sex talk about multiple condoms. This is the kind of scenarios that can go down. The ladies will freak out if you don't switch out on the rubbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not feeling it or get stage fright, just dive in. Like, you know.
Has your tongue ever got stage fright?
Nope.
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 Yeah.
And if you're not into that,
tough shit.
Yeah, you shouldn't be
then
here.
Then you probably shouldn't be here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because there's guys out there that aren't into that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that, but, you know, to each their own.
There's girls that aren't into it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. For various reasons.
Yeah.
So.
But that was my interesting.
That was your interesting thing.
Friday night.
All right. So, see, now you know. Mm-hmm. And
I still had a blast because I got to be with my roommate that night and with my.
How does
female
that work
friend.
Out for you? Like, because you guys have been living together for about a month.
Yeah, it's really
it's true.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Really interesting. It's somewhere in between. It's somewhere in between.
Like girlfriend, sibling.
And girlfriend. And we can't really put.
Did you just. Did not just throw sibling.
Girlfriend,
in there.
Sibling, roommate. Because they do have. Not in a weird, kind of gross, incestuous
no, but
kind
she
of
has
way.
A sister feel
kind
of thing.
Yeah.
But
just
I can't
in that
label
family,
it's a very untraditional relationship. It's kind of poly-ish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not really, but kind of. Kind of. It's not like a third party other than the other people that we date and go out and have sex with.
Right. But you have a caring relationship with each other.
It's like you guys are vampires.
She makes me food every day.
Yeah. She takes care of you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always take out the garbage.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
And for the majority of the time, we sleep in separate rooms.
Right.
Perfect.
Except when you don't.
Except when we don't. About every one, every week or every other week, we have a night together.
Nice.
And it's awesome.
Nice.
And that was an awesome night overall.
Yeah.
There was just some speed bumps.
Sure.
That's okay. Sounds like you guys got it back on track.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And a good story.
And a good story. Always a good story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
How about you, Freckles?
How about me? Wow. Let's see. Oh. Well, there was the party Friday night.
Yeah. There was a house party Friday night.
House party on Friday night. And it paired off early. So Miss Rabbit and I ended up just going into the bedroom.
After you guys spanked my ass, that was...
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Okay, hold on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot to tell you. My roommate, I got to spanking really, really hard that night. And she didn't stop me. She's like, oh, yeah, that feels good. Oh, yeah, that feels good. So I kept doing it every once in a while. I give her a slap,
Uh-huh.
And she was enjoying it. Mm-hmm. The next morning.
Bruises.
She comes walking down buck ass naked.
Mm-hmm.
From her bedroom, like, whoa.
Hi.
Hello.
To yell at you.
Good morning.
And no.
Good morning.
Like, and she stops in the middle of the stairs. Dude, take a look at this. Turns around, bends over, and two black and blue patches. Oh, my God. You spanked me so hard last night.
That's.
And I'm like, well, you kept enjoying it. I know.
Enjoying it. It's all your fault. You kept enjoying it.
I didn't say it was her fault, but it was...
Yeah.
Implied both faults.
Yep.
Yeah.
She didn't say to never do that again, but I've never done that before. I've never blackened an ass.
So that's a result generally of not warming the space up.
Oh, I did a lot of warming.
Yeah. Oh, it's also between, just like if you get wailed on though.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah,
at some point it doesn't matter.
Sure,
yeah. In between, I didn't ever do consecutive.
Hitting her?
I didn't think it was that hard.
But it's also the consistency too.
True enough.
It's, you know, yeah. Yeah, and then it gives enough time
for the
blood.
It was a lot of spankings over a big period of time.
Right, right. And that's what can lead to the bruising. So, you know, if you go back over an area, sometimes that can bruise.
And the other girl didn't like spankings at all.
Okay.
And so maybe my roommate got kind of her share.
That's not a bad thing.
Okay. Well, that happens.
It happens.
That happens.
But that was the first.
Nice.
Okay, carry on with your story again.
Okay, so where was I?
Something about spankings, because that jogged my memory.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. There was spankings to be had in the kitchen and in the living room.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody. Well, that was the best. That was, yeah.
No.
Who was the giver? Who was the receiver here?
I was the getter.
You were the... Yeah. You were the...
I got him.
So you remember how last week she got away with it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got away with it again.
She told. Oh, really? Yeah. Again?
Only.
Did you not learn your lesson?
Here was the
wind waver.
So, she has a development deal.
A development deal.
What a property
with a
what?
Partner? She has a development deal with a partner.
Yeah, you're building a condo.
One of the things is that it's personal development.
Yeah, that's
one
true.
Of the things that she's required to do every day is relax a little, and part of that is changing out of her clothes within a certain amount of time of returning to her home.
Yeah, like work clothes.
Yeah. If you're in work clothes, you got to get into some...
Kick your heels off, take off the skirt,
right.
Put jammies on,
exactly.
Comfy clothes.
Mm-hmm. To be comfortable, to start relaxing.
I suck at comfort.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exactly. always going, I'm always doing something. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know. Yeah.
So a week or so ago, she came home and was not in comfortable clothes for about an hour. Or so, was it? No, it was more than that. It was
2 hours.
It was about 2 hours, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uncomfortable.
Well,
uncomfortable. That was the first
5 hours.
5 hours. That's right. It was 5 hours.
And I couldn't remember how many spanks I'm supposed to get
for every
hour that
hour.
I wasn't in comfortable
yes.
clothes.
Yes. So when she was asked, because she has a proxy spank deliverer.
Who's here more frequently, which is Miss Rabbit.
Yes. Miss Rabbit is the proxy spank deliverer.
Because what does any metamor sister in love want to do more than spank the?
Well, exactly. I mean, why not?
So, I only infrequently make her life hell. Not on purpose. So, it just happens.
Right, exactly. So
everybody's a hot mess sometimes.
True enough. True
been
enough.
There.
So yeah. So
that's kind of my.
The question was asked how many spanks do you get per what time period? And she's like, I think it's like 1 an hour, which is not true.
So I didn't last remember.
So last night the extra 20.
It was supposed to be one for every 10 minutes.
One for every 10 minutes.
I think I, but see, how did I get, because she gave me.
She gave you nine.
Oh, she four, gave me 10.
Four for
my sassy
for
mouth.
The, four for the time and five for the sassy mouth.
Oops.
Yeah. So this one over here on the first spank turned and said, is that all you got? So she got a couple for that. And then she got another one for her time.
What?
So anyway, 20 were delivered. I think it was 20.
Yeah.
That were delivered last night. And then it turns out there was another incident where she had a time where she was supposed to be into her pajamas. And she went over by about 2 hours.
It's actually really helpful because it makes me remember I've got 30 minutes from the time I get home. So
right.
That's enough time to like put groceries away and pee and
right.
then get in comfy
and then
clothes.
Get comfy
so
clothes.
It's not unreasonable.
Right.
I'm just not.
Yeah, the ice cream's not going to melt on the counter.
Right.
It's fine. Yeah. So, yeah. So then those 12 were delivered.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was something.
No bruises.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the second round, I just got the giggle fits. Oh, my God. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about. Sometimes it happens. Anyway, so you guys had spanking delivery.
Yep.
And that's all the action I got. But I did get to sleep outside. I made like a little bed fairy nest out in the woods.
Wow.
Just slept outside.
Yeah, out here
it's
on
a
the
full
ranch.
Moon. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really cool. Out on the big back 40 property here that we're on, 5 acres, and slept by the pond, and
mm-hmm.
it was fun.
Very cool.
It's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now my story doesn't seem nearly as exciting.
It was like you were flogging the shit out of her in the living
room. Oh, that's true. There was some flogging that happened in the middle of the party, which because you know there I had the flogger out, and
yep.
another girl was asking about it, and she was like, "What is the difference between a flogger and a paddle?" And we had a paddle out, and she's like, "But this is a flogger because it's flexible." And I'm like, "Man, the flexibility of it doesn't. That just makes
yeah.
it makes it sting more."
So I think we had the whole overarching discussion about the differences in the different floggers and stuff because there's
right.
like a single tail, there's a strap, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. So mm-hmm. the general consensus is that the tools category is floggers, but it can be like cat of nine tails,
yeah,
single tail. It could be a strap. It could be. Whatever,
yes.
and those all go into the
yeah.
flogging category, but it is not a paddle.
Paddles are definitely paddles. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also, it was a pizza paddle that was used on Jenga.
A big round.
No, no,
oh,
no.
No, no,
so
no.
What's that?
That's evil.
That's,
it's, this is a silicone
that's a crop.
Crop.
It's a crop.
Yeah,
it's
a crop.
It's a crop.
So it's a crop, a paddle, and a
yes.
flogger.
And a flogger is a different thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And the flexibility of that does not make it a flogger.
Nope.
Okay.
Which was the contention of our
that's how,
of our young
okay.
protege.
Yep.
But yeah. So yeah, so I was able to deliver random spanks to her all night.
Nice.
Which was really awesome.
She's got a nice ass too.
She really does. And she likes to stick it out and she likes to hike her skirt up and then get swats. And then she was asking, she was doing a little, you know, topping from the bottom saying, you know, no, go up, go up, go up. Which is of course a cue to say, nope, down. Top of the ass, damn it. But every once in a while, a swat up just to, you know, mm-hmm. just to keep her interested coming back. So anyway, so yeah, so I demonstrated the flogger on Ms. Rabbit.
Cool.
And that got pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys went and knocked it out.
Yes. And then after that, I went and knocked it out.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, please.
Then I
baseball?
Took her home and knocked it out. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was a bat involved.
Sports. Sports.
A bat.
Couple
there
balls.
Some bats and balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Good
well,
times.
Yes.
Does that sum up the weekend, I guess?
It yeah. does. It does, the last week since we recorded. I found a really interesting article that I wanted to ask you guys about. I thought it would be fun.
Okay.
So this is on a site called yourtango.com. Love your best. And it's got some articles are bullshit. Some of them are like Cosmo.
A lot of them are bullshit.
No, whatever's online is the truth.
Yeah. So well, seven.
That's true, but it doesn't mean that it's still not a bullshit article.
Seven things sex clubs taught me about having crazy beg for it sex.
Ooh. Mm.
When my husband asked for a threesome, the author writes, I hesitated until I realized what I could learn. When I was first married, my husband was the second man I'd ever slept with. I thought he would be my last. Until 3 years ago into our marriage when he began to beg me for a threesome. I finally agreed. I thought it would be a one-time experience, but we both enjoyed it so much, we found ourselves actively swinging and hitting sex clubs within the year.
Ooh.
We've been married almost 20 years now, and the things that we've learned from opening our marriage, hitting sex club, and joining just about every experience under the sun together has taught us more than a few things about sex. And we've learned a lot of things about making love, too. Obviously, every person is different, which I think we've all learned, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And as you open up, you'll discover that things you love and things you don't care for and things you detest. The key is sensuality, seduction, fantasy. And you are lovers. Act like it. You've made all the babies you're going to make, so this is all about the fun. Pretend you don't know each other. Pretend you're going to seduce the sexy stranger you met at a blogging convent. What would you do? What would you want him to make you do? What would you want him to do to you? There we go. Candles, hot music, fuck me hair, makeup. Sometimes we need some drama, you know? Not every time, but sometimes. Slutty shoes, a really small thong. Every girl needs at least one pair. And there are seven lessons that sex clubs have really made stick. One, get yourself some Astroglide.
Rule number one,
you need it, you want it. Sometimes you just need to get it going faster, and Astroglide does the trick. Just rub some down, and it's like magic. Also amazing for masturbating. I don't like Astroglide.
I don't really like Astroglide.
I'm a big fan.
That's your go-to, though.
We talked about it
last week.
Yeah,
that was your
always
go-to.
For a good 20 years.
Okay. All right.
It's always worked for me.
See, and for me,
stays
it's...
stays nice and slick.
The coconut oil, man, I am a believer.
The coconut oil is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It's, for me, that's it.
It's a little messier.
It's a little messier.
You have a tendency to get it a little more everywhere.
And it goes away faster, but mm-hmm. when it goes away, it doesn't get sticky and weird.
True.
It doesn't turn into, like, Elmer's glue and
the other thing is like, and when we talked to Taylor Sparks...
Yes.
Yeah, and she was talking about the glycerin and the other
Episode
additives.
24.
Yes. Just, I noticed that my twat was way less itchy on a regular basis
mm-hmm.
when I stopped using commercial lubricants. So, anyway, all right. So, back to the article.
That was sexy.
Well, I mean, it just...
Thank you.
But it's some ladies don't realize it. And I talked to my doctor about it. And she's like, oh, sometimes it's just itchy. And I'm like, but okay, so there was nothing wrong. It was just whatever.
Hey, I've had one of these for 25 years.
Sex what's horror story, all right? I had an itchy twat. I don't anymore because I use coconut oil.
Educational piece.
There you go.
Yeah.
Discover amazing oral sex. Excuse me.
All right, so practice with the tongue work. And,
not so great in the past. He's doing it wrong. First, you have to decide what you like. I think most girls like their clitoris and the area just around it licked, but there's some variations in speed, tongue movement. I like it very slow, pressure, and how much of the tongue is used in this task, like just the tip or the wide part of the tongue. No teeth ever, soft, slowish, and sensual. See, that's, no, teeth, that's fine.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. I've preached before. You women are all different
when
it comes to that.
Absolutely. But and I think that with a variety of partners, you actually can discover what you like and
you
be able
better.
to convey it. Because I know oral sex for us, mm-hmm. Freckles has gotten way better because I was one of those ladies that I'm like, no, thanks. You don't need to go down on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned to enjoy it more.
It's like a Pandora's box.
It is.
You got to hit the right buttons in the right spots, and it's a big old puzzle.
Yeah.
And it's fun to figure out.
Yeah. And I would
go down on Pandora's box.
And I think too, wouldn't you say that like you and I have become more open about receiving.
Oh yeah.
Criticism
oh yes, definitely,
and,
definitely, definitely.
You know,
because
was one thing like when you're with just one person, you get kind of fucked up in your head if you're not doing it right for them. And then.
Well, if it works, the worst one I think is it works and then it doesn't work. And then you get all up in your head about it not working. And you're like, why isn't this working? Mm-hmm. And your partner's going. Seriously, dude, it's fine. It's just not working right now.
Yeah.
It'll work again. And then you're like, no, wait.
I can't do
that.
This
goal-oriented sex.
This must not stand, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I'll just lick harder. Ah!
The third thing. But see, and I like teeth. I like a little bit of teeth.
And that's a thing that is different. Yeah, that's,
I don't like
say
teeth.
My experience is exactly the same.
Yeah,
I don't like teeth on me.
On your
I think I've talked about that on a previous episode.
And but, I've met like a dude that likes it.
I was like,
you know what? Okay, I'm not. Yeah, sorry, yeah. That's not my jam. Yeah, because I don't know.
Apparently, one of my metas is digging that.
Nice.
Yep. So, hey.
All right. Learn what you love. Experiment with each other in bed. Discover what you love. If you're interested in going monogamish, experiment together before you ever consider moving into things with other people. Talk a lot before you ever do something like this. And even then, it won't be enough because unexpected things happen in those kind of situations and you can't plan for them. Oh, wow.
Really?
What?
Hey. Unexpected things happen in those situations.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to talk around the problem.
Right? Well, sometimes, like if you're playing separate, sometimes shit comes up and it happens, and then you come back and talk to your partner, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute, what?
Hang on, what's happening?
Yeah. We've had some of those run-ins. We've worked through them, are working through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've talked about them before?
A little bit. A little bit, yeah. It's, you know, not comfortable at the time, but once you break through it, it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. The first time my husband and I ever went to a club with some friends, I had 4 orgasms in the span of a few hours. It was crazy. I'm the one that generally holds back and resists anything too crazy or experimental, but in the end, I'm glad that my husband was pushed for us even more open and eventually branch out to things I never would have considered. Not all of those things have been great, but most of them have. See, I'm a trisexual. Try anything once, twice, 3 times, because the first time you don't know if you really like it or not. I've learned a lot about what I like and I don't, and what I feel comfortable with and what really turns me on. Do you want him to talk or be silent? My husband likes it when I say dirty things, but I don't like it when he says them to me. It doesn't turn me on. So, and she goes on to talk about, you know, imagining things and rubbing, mostly like massage during sex, arms, legs, butts, calves, thighs. I love it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to get a little sexy there for you.
Right.
You are responsible for your own orgasm. Number 4.
Fucking A, right. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you like it? What makes you have an orgasm? You on top, you on bottom, from behind, standing up, orally. This isn't...
Yep.
Is it...
Wait, what?
Is it your work that makes you orgasm or his? If you can't answer these questions, how are you going to tell your sex partner how you get off?
Yes.
Ultimately, it's up to you to find your own orgasm. Yes.
Agreed.
The idea of dictating a 1-hour massage to you is a really good idea for people who haven't had most open sexual experience. It's like the ultimate warm up for a marathon. So like a sensual massage with a partner, which G-Man, who we had on before, was really good at the sensual massages. And that's, you know, it works. I've seen it work. It's a good way to do that.
That can be a hard one to get through a whole hour.
Oh, yeah, wow. I know. Ooh. But, you know, half an hour.
I mean, I enjoy giving a good massage. Half hour, I can hit an hour massage.
An hour long. Gosh. Yeah.
I should be paid for that.
Right? Mm-hmm. You will be in blowjobs and orgasms.
Oh.
Yes. Girl goes first. I'll say it again. You go first always. It is much easier for him to do it once or even twice than you. And once he's done, forget it. So you always go first.
Wait, what?
That's what it says.
It's much easier for him to go once or twice than it is for you.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think...
Read that again. That didn't sound right.
The girl goes first. I'll
right.
say it again.
So she comes first.
You
she
go first okay. always.
Okay.
It is much easier for him to do it once or even twice than you. And once he's done, forget it. So you. So always you first.
Not always once he's done. But.
Well, okay.
I think what she's saying is it's easier for a guy to give a girl another orgasm.
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps. Oh,
okay. Maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah. That's right. What I'm going to take it as.
All right. Let's take it that because otherwise, yeah, no. I
yeah.
don't know. It's awkward. It comes across as saying it's easier for him to come twice than it is for you to come twice, which does not compute. I mean, I suppose that is... happens, but
I don't think it was worded right.
Yeah, I think it was just confusing.
Sex is more likely to stop when a male has the orgasm
rather
than the female has the orgasm. It is a good policy to make sure she has her one at least.
Yeah.
Yes.
Porn is good. Number six, porn is good, but only the kind that you like. I hate girl-guy porn, but I like girl-girl porn, but it has to at least feel a little bit real. Mm-hmm. And okay. See, porn has lost a lot of its titillation for me since being at the
club. Completely.
It has, sure. Because it's like you see all this stuff, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, that's real, that's hot, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real people doing real things to right. a lot of real porn people.
Is fairly fake.
It is. It is.
The produced porn, the girls, it's just, no.
The majority of porn...
It's not right. Yeah.
Okay. So she's got some suggestions. Try new things. There are a lot of things that can turn a person on or ramp things up during sex. I'm just going to spill and you can decide what sounds good to you. So this is part of why I liked this article.
Okay.
Fingers in tight places.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Penis between breasts. So titty fucking.
Titty fucking.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Penis between butt cheeks, like on top. Either you lay down or standing up, bending over, not in, although you should try that at least once, but you really need a good warm-up plan for that.
That is a good foreplay thing for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that.
A little bit of butt sex,
mm-hmm.
but without penetration?
Exactly.
All right, just a little bit of rubbing. Yeah. 69 laying on your sides. It's much more comfortable that way. I would agree with that.
Not really. I prefer being on bottom.
On bottom for 69? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't want to be on top.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to...
Choke her?
Something down too far.
Make her give 110%?
Whether she wanted to or not. And on accident. Yeah. Hopefully you should control
real,
it.
You're a real gentleman, Captain Jack.
Gentleman and a scholar.
Somebody's got to be in this room.
Right.
Laying him down on his back and you ride him with your back to him. Your legs get tired, so you can't do this for super long, but it's a good trick. That's called the reverse cowgirl. No,
yes. Okay, so last weekend, I had an experience with the girl I was with on Friday, and we were in a chair, and it was an armchair in your living room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm scooted way down, and she's reversed cowgirl on me,
mm-hmm.
and she's using the arms for support. And she rode me for like 20 minutes.
Nice.
Like that. It was fan-fucking-tastic. I don't normally enjoy... I mean, I enjoy the girl on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not my preference.
Sure.
Usually it's because she likes to. Great. Get on top. Let's have some fun.
Right.
Get your rocks off. Awesome. But eventually I'm going to finish off a different way. That was amazing. I don't know what it was about it. Maybe it's because how I was holding her. It was like doggy, but you're sitting down. Or how she was... rocking up. I don't know. It was the most amazing experience.
It was just awesome. Good. Awesome. A little rough, but not too rough. I think that depends on preference.
Very much so.
Finger, toe, licking and sucking.
No toe.
No toe for you?
No
not
toe.
A foot man?
Hey, if somebody needs a foot massage, sure. I'm there.
I'm the foot fucking master.
Do not expect you to put that in my mouth.
Foot fucking master.
Not the foot fucking master.
All right.
The foot fucking master.
No. That is a fetish. She said that she slept with two different guys who are totally different than my husband in different ways, and it's exciting. I don't feel the need to compare them because it's just different. I love my husband, and I don't love them, so it's not the same in the end.
Ba-dum-boom.
Yeah.
That was a nice pun.
Right.
I didn't get that till you pointed it out.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's how my
brain works.
What do you guys think?
All relatively true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some awkwardly worded things, but pretty much true. And all of the stuff that we've talked about on the show. It's definitely I'm glad that it's out there, and I'm glad that there's people writing articles about it, and I am going to enjoy citing the article in our blurb.
I will send it away. I think there was a few too many
personal preferences, the reference to their personal preference in there.
I agree.
It's obvious. But everybody's going to like it differently.
But I think it's a good introduction to get people titillated, honestly. Just because it was, and that's one of the reasons I picked that article because, you're hard. You're always hard. Thank God.
You're welcome.
Small favors. So what are some of the things that you've learned at the club?
Wow. Body image issues. You just gotta let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big. Otherwise, you're never gonna get your freak on. You're never gonna get your play on. If you're conscious about being seen,
Yeah, you can't.
And you're worried about that, then you. And it takes time. It took me time. I understand that, and I get that. So it's not just me saying, yeah, whatever, get over it. Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, whatever, get over it. You're going to have to.
Yeah, and see, and I'm working on the public performance anxiety issues. Yeah. You know, for me, that's a big
thing. I thought
we
were working on that tonight, actually, when we walked in this room and there's this bed laid out here. I'm like, oh, is this going to be an O-face quickie? Is there something going on that I don't know about?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, we have an intentional poly household here, and our housemates are getting married this coming week. So we have a full house with relatives, which has been an interesting...
Yes.
Yeah. Very exciting. It's a good precursor for when your folks come out for the next month.
Fuck. Yes.
That'll be interesting.
I got to finish that note.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes, you do. It's all about the layers. Yes. Yeah. So the other things that I've learned at club is don't take anything personally. Like whether it's a rejection of an offer or if it's, I've gone through a little bit of, some jealousy issues with play partners, both me seeing them hook up with somebody else after things, kind of faded, mm-hmm. I guess. And then also dealing with their jealousy towards me because it was like,
that's a big one.
Interesting. It is.
I've learned not to feel bad from rejection at the club.
Yeah.
Real quick. First night,
it
wasn't a big deal. It's something I have not been able to include in my personal life outside of the club.
Oh, it's interesting. Still, okay.
I still get affected if I'm rejected outside
of
the club.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Where in the club I am not.
Okay.
Huh.
I don't really process that too much.
It because maybe at club you know that there's other people that are willing and outside of club it's more...
There is a definite, a bet.
Yeah, well, outside the club, it's a bigger deal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're approaching people and trying to hit on them.
Right.
Inside the club, people take it as a compliment.
Are the stakes...
Outside the club, I'm more afraid of them being offended.
Okay.
So you won't get that in the club.
It's a bigger risk for you.
Yes.
It's a bigger risk.
Let me ask you this. Are the stakes really that much higher outside the club?
Probably not.
Well, because you've got that fear of rejection for being open about who you are.
True.
Layered on
Okay.
Because there's a
couple. But you're not walking up to somebody at a bar saying, "Hey, I'm a swinger. You want to hook up?"
No, but
want to go upstairs?
Well, he kind of did.
Where's the upstairs? There's no upstairs in this bar.
That's a dating thing, and that's a good date.
But the other piece of that too is that you're being open about who you are and your sexuality to someone who may not be open to that, and you could either become an oddity. And a novelty to them. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, right. If you're talking about being open and being a swinger, on the dating situation.
But
I'm talking about just like if you're picking up somebody in a bar, if you're just walking up to them and say, "Hey, I like the way you look. You want to, knock it out?"
Are
the stakes really that much higher at a bar than they would be at the club? Because ostensibly, everyone's at the bar to do the same thing everyone's at the club to do. And that's get it on.
Yeah, sort of.
But there are there's a lot more games.
There's
a lot more games, and there's a lot more intention at the club. So
you
know that that's what you're there for.
And you know at clubs in general is that, people have a certain level of honesty and openness. And that's an assumption. An assumption, but the majority.
Yes.
Whereas at the bar, you don't know if somebody's on the prowl or,
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, I get that. What can we do to help you?
It's better.
Yeah. It's just a process.
The club has helped out on that, but just hasn't as much as I really want it to be.
Yeah.
I still get really super nervous.
Yeah.
Unless I'm on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the fear goes away.
Well, but then also you've got a fairly, if you're on stage at the bar and
I'm looked at differently.
Yeah.
There's a different interaction with the people that I have
as well.
Right?
If I'm just nobody in the crowd.
Right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Cool.
That's why I don't have to drink when I'm on stage.
All right, fun stuff that you've learned at the club.
Fun stuff that I've learned at the club.
Gosh.
I have fun negotiating shenanigans. for me, I've had a lot of fun just like hooking people up and...
Yes, you've done that well with me.
Yeah.
It's I've like, been... well, that's how you and Miss Rabbit got together. I walked up to her and I said, my husband will flog you. He's got his flogger.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
And that's, that was fun.
That worked out very well.
Yeah.
That has worked out it very has. Well. I've quite enjoyed
She's
that.
A great addition to our family.
Yes.
But I like, so, I like cooking up shenanigans and like making, helping make people's fantasies come true. Yes. So that for me is one of the things I'm really going to
miss. I've gotten a lot better at massaging.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And just taking your time?
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot better at taking my time.
Yeah, me too.
Not necessarily massaging, but definitely taking just, my time.
Extended sexual sessions.
Yeah.
I have to say I had not had the extended sexual sessions in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd done some long play sessions earlier on, but mm-hmm. you know, it definitely becomes a marathon.
Oh yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. You go for the second round.
Yeah.
Especially if it's right after the first.
Yeah. The few,
ooh, it's going to take a while.
The few times the speed threesomes and et cetera, you know, notwithstanding.
Right.
Most of the time.
It's a couple when hours. I go
up, yeah. When I go up, it's
which
it's
was a hard
hours.
Time. That was hard for us when we first started because we had a timer on it, you know?
Yeah.
And
but that went away pretty quickly.
It did.
It
yeah.
did. Cause
yeah.
It was
we
like,
worked through that. Just playing separate and like, okay, I want you to check in like an hour, you know, it's like, nah, that doesn't happen. Sorry.
We got to check in an hour. And then after that, we check in every 15 minutes until one of us passes out.
I've gotten better at rallying the next night, even though I might be slightly hungover and tired, like 5 hours of sleep.
Right.
And we got another party tonight. Okay. Yep.
Before.
Yeah.
It's just spoils. It really is. You get used to it, and now we've got another few weeks before the next party because everything's shutting down, and it's like, oh.
We do have some stuff coming up though this month. We've got Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. We're gonna go to Max All the Demos, and he does an amazing job. He's an instructor here in the Seattle area, and we'll post that link to our website if you're interested in going and seeing his demos and stuff.
There are tickets available.
There are tickets available. Okay. And it's a workshop where you get to pick what you want to learn.
Yep.
And it's kind of kink centric.
Are we all going?
You can if you want to. Yeah. So Wednesday night. It's going to be awesome. Cool. And then we've got a burlesque show that we're going to go see as a big group. And we also have a movie premiere that I think we're all going to go tag along to.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun shenanigans out in public.
Yeah.
And then the big party on the 30th. 30th of May, it's coming up.
Yeah.
So one of the last ones.
The penultimate. The penultimate.
Two
NH
left.
Party.
Two left.
That's right.
Yeah. What's the theme?
I'm posting it to the group, so the members are going to pick the theme. But we've got a couple burlesque
pirate
dancers
corsets.
Lined up. Yeah. And actually, our daughter will be 18, and she will be attending her first club party.
Wow.
That night, so... And we're going to interview her afterwards. So
awesome.
She's a little sex activist as well. So she's doing a lot of really cool work in the community for the transgender community. So that's her passion. And she's an interesting one to talk to. So we'll have her on the show after she's 18.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Young lady.
Sweet cheeks. Mm-hmm. Sweet cheeks. Yeah. She's a good one.
Yes.
So those are the fun things we've got coming up, and we've got the Patreon set
up. So the Patreon site has been launched, and woo-hoo! To get to the Patreon site, you go to www.patreon.com/theoface podcast, and that will get you in there. What we have decided is that we're going to start with a single level, $1 per episode, you pledge, and what we will give you is a link to another site called O-Face Quickies. And you will get 5 to 10 minute extra content.
Just silly stuff.
Just silly stuff, little things, maybe an extra story, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
To enjoy right in your ear holes. It's going to be its own RSS feed, so you'll be able to plug it in. You'll get it free every week. Well, free, you'll get it for $1. So that's the first level. We are planning on expanding the levels to some other things. We've got some stuff that we're talking about. Doing at the $2 and $3 level,
mm-hmm.
and when that comes, we will launch that.
Yeah,
so,
like more education, more intense, like interrelational type stuff. So yeah, we'll get that going.
And that's at www.patreon.com/ the O-Face podcast.
For sure.
Yeah. And so if you want to get in, was there something else, Captain Jack?
Not at all.
No. Oh, okay. So if there's,
I was just thinking about reading a Dr. Seuss book for one of our O-Face quickies, you know.
Oh, we could do that.
You know? You know what? I was part of an improv team and I developed a character that was a Dr. Seuss gynecologist. And it was quite hilarious.
I was
and
just
it was
thinking so that's going to be the kind go, of dog,
some extra, oh, ooh, yeah, P.D. Eastman. Fuck yeah, dude. Love go, that dog, book. Go, go, dog, yeah. Go.
One of my favorites.
Got to make it naughty.
Go, dog, go.
All right, guys.
So anyway, yeah. So if you want to contact us, we are at theofacepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. I've been having a fantastic conversation off and on with a woman from Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
I think. I'm pretty sure. We have been talking about, she's been basically just bulk downloading our podcast and
nice.
just binge listening.
Nice.
Because she started in at, I think, episode like 20. So oh, she's okay. Gone back to the beginning and she's right. Listened to all of our stuff.
Nice.
And she asked me questions and it's fun. Cool. And so.
Good.
Yeah. So follow us on Twitter at the O-Face Podcast.
Yeah.
And then.
I'm Miss Jenga on Miss Jenga.
Oh, that's
O-Face
right.
On Twitter.
Miss Jenga has
yeah,
a,
I haven't, I've been
Twitter account.
Doing some, yeah. Some fun Twitter stuff, but mm-hmm. Not too much. So I'll ramp that up. But.
Exactly. You can find all of our episodes and whatnot at theofacepodcast.com. And
I'm Jack O'Face on.
Oh yes,
Facebook. Facebook.
Jack O'Face on Facebook. On Facebook, mm-hmm. And I am I'm Freckles O'Face.
Yep.
On Facebook as well, so yep. You can friend us there and
come friend me, please.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's exciting stuff. And yeah, so just remember, always give 110%.
Shit.
Well, is that another?
Oh, God.
Podcast in Genghis Khan?
Yep.
I think so.
God, you guys.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Those are wonderful.
You have to be more obvious.
Wonderful Wonder Woman pajamas.
Yes,
that you're wearing.
Before.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
People usually mistake them for wrestling.
That's because
symbol.
People are in general idiots.
Yep.
All right.
Meow.
I think that might have everybody. Everybody.
Everybody.
Nice, Captain Jack. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
All right, let's get this shit done. All right.